This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertley of Good Morning. President Obama created the Task Force on 21st Century Policing in December of last year following a series of high-profile shootings by police of unarmed African Americans. And one of the recommendations of the task force is to improve law enforcement working on transparency. The Rutland City Police Department is one of the 21 pilot sites around the country taking part in the new police data initiative. And part of that participation will be releasing data on policy activity to the public. Rutland City's police department is one of the smallest jurisdictions that's taking part in the pilot project, and it's the only New England participant so far. Well, speaking with us now on the line about Rutland's participation in the National Police Data Initiative is Captain Scott Tucker of the Rutland Police. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what data are the Rutland Police working on compiling and releasing for this first pilot?
We've been asked to choose three data sets, and the three sets that we chose are crime incidents and arrest reports, use of force by type, and community meetings attended by police officers.
When you say use of force by type, you mean the types of restraint or force that a police officer would use on a suspect?
Correct. So some of the larger jurisdictions would release something like officer-involved shootings. Well, fortunately, we don't have that many officer-involved shootings. So we would be looking at general use of force, such as drawing a revolver or drawing a pepper spray or something along those lines.
Or perhaps a taser, which is something that Vermont police have used on a number of occasions.
Right, or a taser or something beyond just soft hands in terms of handcuffing.
Now, is this information that the public has had access to previously?
This is called disaggregated data. So what you're used to getting is something in a summary form. And the disaggregated nature of the data would allow the public and researchers to draw their own conclusions. In some cases, the challenge is protection of privacy. On arrest reports and crime incidents, we may want to protect the privacy of juveniles. Actually, we do want to protect the privacy of juveniles, but we may want to protect the privacy of victims, such as a sexual assault victim and folks related to those kinds of crimes.
Can you give me an idea of where you are in the process of reviewing the data so far? And, you know, if you've seen yourself or anyone in the department, any interesting trends that you could talk about?
I haven't actually reviewed all of the data. We're focusing right now on the community meetings attended by officers. So I have an amount of information that I personally will produce in terms of my meetings, but there's other meetings that police officers go to, and we want to produce those as well. So currently we're using that in Excel format to try to do that, and we've sent it out to one of our partners, which is Socrata. And Socrata is a nationwide company, and they have a fair amount of experience in terms of creating open data sets at the municipal level, and they're just now working with law enforcement.
Now, I understand that the department is also researching the effectiveness of body cameras that police officers would wear to record transactions with the public. Do you think that the Rutland Police will start using body cameras?
We have every intention of using body-worn cameras. I think we're between two or three vendors right now with respect to which ones are going to be the most functional for us. So our police officers are on duty for 12 hours as opposed to 8 or 10 hours. So we need a body camera that's going to stand up to the hours of use that we would need them. The other challenge for body-worn cameras is how to store the data, for how long, and of course issues balancing out the issues of privacy.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. I mean, would this be video footage that gets released to the public?
The ultimate potential here is to move data as quick as possible to the public sooner rather than later. In terms of freedom of information requests, it takes a certain amount of time to release these kinds of things. What we want to do is we want to be ahead of that, and that may reduce the whole idea of the freedom of information request because it'll already be available. But there are some challenges there. For instance, you know, how do you fade out certain faces that we don't want to include and things of that nature? But certainly body-worn cameras have been known to create this whole idea of a civility effect, and that is that not only is the officer cognizant that he's filming, but the other person involved in the encounter will be told that we're filming. And over time, there are other jurisdictions who have used the body-worn cameras, and they say the number of complaints against officers go down drastically.
How do your officers feel about taking part in this police data initiative, especially as one of the smallest jurisdictions in the country that's doing so?
Our feedback has been minimal. It seems to be very positive. This is a trend that I don't see going away. There will be the creation of what is called a community of practice. And so both small organizations and larger organizations are going to have a body of information and of knowledge going forward so that they don't hopefully make the same mistakes that we're going to be making as lead agency. So there's this understanding that there will be mistakes made along the way, but certainly we're going to be in a position to bounce ideas off of many partners. And you mentioned 21 organizations involved, and I think that number grows almost weekly now.
Is that right? So there's more and more departments around the country taking part?
Yeah, I think my count is up to about 24 or so.
And Captain Tucker, how about yourself? I mean, do you feel like this sort of thing makes it easier, more difficult for you to do your job? I mean, this is one of the most difficult jobs in the country, and yet it's one that also has such great responsibility and great power.
Sure. So this whole idea of transparency that will help us with community trust goes right back into some of the things that we've been doing here for the last 3 years in Rutland, and that is through Project Vision, this whole idea of community engagement. Everything that we do is not a responsibility of the police. We certainly have an ability to change behavior in positive ways so that your neighborhood is much safer. But when the cops leave, it's up to the neighborhood to police themselves. And those are the kinds of things that we're trying to do with this community engagement. So this idea of police data initiative really enhances that whole idea and the direction that we've been going in for the last 3 years.
Captain Scott Tucker of the Rutland Police, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for speaking with me, and have a great day.